I mean, I was always involved. Like growing up, I would answer phones or work at carryout. As I got older, I served, I hosted. I think consistency, quality products, and just staying on top of things.
As one Chicago pizzeria closes in on 60 years in business, the second generation is now firmly in charge, keeping the family business alive in a much more competitive landscape. The story behind Salerno's straight ahead.
Straight fryer pepperoni.
I need a deep dish pepperoni and a thin sausage to go.
Can I get two cheesivores and one Detroit?
Can I get one large pep, one large sausage, and one large pep special?
This is Pizza City, the podcast dedicated to the art, craft, and passion behind the world's greatest pizzas. I'm Steve Dolinsky, author of Pizza City USA, The Ultimate Chicago Pizza Guide, and founder of Pizza City Tours and Pizza City Fest. And welcome, everybody. Great to have you along with us for another edition of Pizza City. A reminder, if you're going to be at Pizza Expo next week, I'm going to be at booth 1882 with the Prolux folks. I'm going to be showing the world how easy it is to make great tavern-style pizza each day. So be sure to swing by booth 1882 if you're at the show this year. It's going to be 11 a.m. on the 19th and 2 p.m. on the 20th. And reminder, Pizza City Fest LA tickets now on sale, happening April 27th and 28th at LA Live right downtown. We've got 20 different pizza makers on site each day, baking live on those brand new Maraforni electric ovens and a couple of wood-burning ones as well. Tickets on sale now at pizzacityfest.com. Well, this week I'm back home in Chicago, where I wanted to talk to a real old-school spot called Salerno's. Well, even though they got their start in the suburbs in the mid-60s, they've really been known for their Grand Avenue location in Westtown. It's on the same block as a pasta shop, an Italian deli, an Italian bakery, a couple of Italian restaurants. It's sort of an alternate Little Italy. That bakery, by the way, is D'Amato's, the oldest coal-fired oven in town. I believe it dates to 1912, where they still make an old-school Italian bakery-style slice right out of the sheet pan. But Salerno's went through a major renovation with some of their PPP funding and really brought the old space into the present. Connie Zotta is the daughter of Joe Salerno, who sadly passed away recently, and you're going to hear her get a little choked up when she describes her dad. He ran the business with his brothers for many years, and now the cousins are all running the various locations in the city and suburbs. But no surprises when I ask Connie about her first pizza memory.
It probably would have to be my dad's restaurant. The original restaurant was opened in Berwyn on 16th Street.
And for folks who don't know, Berwyn is just a little west of Chicago.
It was him, along with his two brothers, that started it. And I remember just being a little kid, hanging out there, dabbling in the back, making my own pizzas.
And this would have been a tavern-style thin pizza.
Correct. Always tavern-style, always square-cut. When they first rolled out pizza, it was a traditional, thicker crust. And I would say, within the last 10 years, the thin crust has been a little bit more or getting more popularity.
I think people who listen to this show know that I'm kind of a fanatic about tavern style, and I'm always saying, hey, in Chicago, you know, we have stuffed, we have deep, we have tavern, but tavern is really the one that is ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's in every neighborhood. It's in every suburb. You grew up in this business. This is your mother's milk. So tell me what year this would have been roughly, and how did your dad and the brothers get started?
So it started in 66.
Which, by the way, same year Gino's East, deep dish.
So almost 60 years. They essentially took their recipe from back home and created it here.
But back home, which was where?
Italy.
And what part of Italy?
Calabria.
Okay, but in Calabria, they were not doing tavern-style thin pizza cut into squares.
No. It was a little different, but essentially the same ingredients, same, I guess, texture, same presentation.
But were they cutting it into squares because other taverns were doing it in Chicago in the 40s and 50s?
Yeah, it's always been square cut. I mean, if anything, I remember my mom making pizza, and it would be in like a square pan, and it would be more of like a focaccia.
The grandma style.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. But I would say that's what we grew up on.
What was Berwyn like in the 60s, 70s? Was it mostly Italian? Today it's probably mostly Mexican.
Correct. There was a lot of Italians there. And then I remember my dad always saying that they had three busy shifts. It was lunch, dinner, and midnights because there were a lot of warehouses and factories in Cicero. So he said, you know, at midnight, there'd be lines out the door. And it started out as just a tavern where it was beer and pizza, and then they expanded the restaurant as well as their menu offerings.
And this was adjacent to Cicero, which is where a very famous Italian gangster named Capone lived, had a house. And again, it's about 9 or 10 miles due west of downtown Chicago, to give people some perspective. So this really was the Italian enclave. And I always think of the Little Italy as being sort of closer to downtown, where University of Illinois Chicago is. And of course, all those Italians were there in the 30s, 40s. They moved west to like Harlem Avenue and Elmwood Park.
Right. Actually, my mom grew up by the Harlem and Irving Plaza.
Okay, so tell me more about the pizza scene back then. As a kid, living in Berwyn, whether it was pizza night at somebody's home or going out for a pizza, I mean, did you go to other pizza places besides Salerno's?
We really didn't, to be honest with you. The only pizza that we ate was from the restaurant, and that was really about it.
What was the topping typically for you?
Sausage.
Always sausage?
Sausage. Sometimes sausage, mushroom, pepper, onion, which is known as our supreme, or our Salerno special, which is sausage, mushroom, pepper, onion, pepperoni.
You know, I'm not going to give myself too much credit. I know I didn't create this, but I always eat sausage giardiniera. And whenever I go somewhere, like at Pat's or Giorgio's out in the suburbs, he's like, you know, ever since you came and talked about sausage giardiniera, we've sold more of those than ever. How has that not been a great combination? I know we have it on Italian beef sandwiches, but did you guys ever experiment with sausage and giardiniera on a pizza?
Yes, it's actually called the Mad Italian on our menu. We do sell quite a bit of it. You know, a lot of people know like Italian beef and giardiniera on pizza, but I prefer the sausage and giardiniera.
Yeah, because the beef can be a little dried out, a little thin.
Yep. I think the sausage gives it a little bit more substance. Chicago's always known for their deep dish. However, I feel like the wood burning has turned people on to a different type of lighter pizza. I think the tavern style has always been there and will continue to be, and I think it's a choice, like, it's your weekly Friday night pizza.
So you said your dad was a big stickler on education, so you didn't necessarily, you grew up in the business, but you haven't always been in the business here, right?
Correct. I went to college and got an accounting degree and was an accountant.
God, that was smart for being in the restaurant business.
It sure was. It definitely helps. But yes, I mean, I was always involved. Like growing up, I would answer phones or work at carryout. As I got older, I served, I hosted. And then when I was at college, I studied accounting and then went off and did that. And then when I had kids is when I stopped working. And then at that time, my parents had gotten sick, and then I went back into the restaurant business and started helping out. And now, you know, 10 years later, here I am.
But did you always deep down think, I'm going to go into this business because my folks can't do it forever?
Yeah, to a certain extent, for sure. And, you know, like I had mentioned earlier, it's always nice to hear the stories about how families went to 16th Street, or how they remember growing up on our pizza. And now, you know, fast forward, you know, 20 years later, they're still coming here. And now, especially now that Dad is gone, it's extremely rewarding.
I mean, how proud would they be the fact that you got this accounting degree too? I mean, what a perfect career to have, to be in this business, because it is so focused on watching the numbers.
It definitely is. And now even more so with pricing and labor costs and just everything in general these days. So we have two options here. You can get our standard pizza. Otherwise, we do have the option of getting a pizza slice. We have two types of slices. We have a counter slice, which you can come in and get if you're in a hurry. It is a fourth of a large pizza. Otherwise, we have a football-shaped pizza that's become very popular and synonymous with the Grand Avenue location.
But it's a same crust, it's the tavern style.
Yep, it's just a different size and smaller. So instead of getting a full pizza, you just want something smaller.
So tell me about your different locations. And now we're here on Grand Avenue in Westtown, but you mentioned the original in 66 in Berwyn. So what kind of happened there in the middle?
Grand Avenue opened in 86. My father also had Oak Park. So when Berwyn closed, he ventured into Oak Park, and that's a little west of the city here. And then he also has a location in Lyons and in Bolingbrook.
So west and southwest.
Correct. So it was all the brothers, five brothers, and four of the five were involved in the restaurant. Unfortunately, that generation has passed, and now the kids and my cousins are running the restaurants now.
Tell me about your dad, though. I want to hear about the original Salerno.
So Joe Salerno, he was a hard worker. He was very generous and always welcomed people into the restaurant and was always wanting people to have a good time at his restaurant.
When did he come over to the U.S.?
He came over in the late 50s, so he was about 12 years old.
Typical story, like a couple of pennies in his pocket and didn't speak the language?
For sure. They took a boat. He landed in New York, and then they somehow ventured or got to Chicago, and then...
Don't you always wonder how that happened? Like, he could have just as well been somewhere in New York City with a place.
Correct. But somehow they had a relative out here, and I don't know exactly like what the whole story is, but they had a relative out here. They came to Chicago, and then the rest is kind of history. He worked at the supermarket for a few years, and then, you know, in 66, a few years later, they decided to open the restaurant, and they were able to pull it off.
Sounds so much like Joe Querch's story over at Freddy's in Cicero. He started in 68 as a little kid. He didn't speak the language, and now he owns the place, you know, 50-some years later. That was kind of the path, right? You could get in somewhere and work hard and then just eventually hopefully take over the business, buy a business.
For sure, and that was always his mentality. He always had a great work ethic, and he felt at home at the restaurant.
And this neighborhood was kind of a mini little Italy. I'm looking across the street right now through the window at Alina's, which is a relatively new, hipster, swanky Italian place. But then there's Gemma Pasta right down the block. Kitty Corner, we're from D'Amato's Bakery, legendary bakery, one of the oldest coal-fired ovens in the city. Next to that is Bari Deli. So, and then it's Vinny's Sub Shop right across the street. So what was it about this area that was, it was obviously Italian?
Yeah, I think, you know, back when they opened it in 87, there were a lot of Italians here, and Grand Avenue was a pretty hot spot. Further west of here, there were a lot of Italians in the area, and there's only a handful of restaurants that have sustained.
The fact that you guys have been here is quite a testament.
A long time.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep talking with Connie about Salerno's pizza. We're going to go into the kitchen. We're going to see them make a pie, a typical traditional tavern-style pie, and then we're also going to preview some scenes from our next show coming up in 2 weeks, so stay with us. Welcome back to the show. We're here at Salerno's on the near west side of Chicago with Connie Zoda, the owner, second generation, and we were talking in the last segment about your tavern-style pizza, sausage jardinera. Now that we're back in the kitchen, can we do a sausage jardinera?
Sure can.
Okay, I'm so excited. First of all, let's talk about the flour. Can you say anything about the kind of flour you guys use?
So we use the same flour for all our pizzas. And like I said, we offer thin crust as well as traditional, full tavern style. Just a white, all-purpose, Chicago-style flour.
All-purpose, okay. Do you do any kind of fermentation overnight, bulk ferment?
Yes, we do bulk ferment. We do overnight, 2 days.
2 days, okay. In the cooler, though?
Yes.
Okay. And then who's this gentleman here?
This is Nick.
Nick is going to make, that is such
today.
A Chicago name, by the way, Nick. Okay, Nick's going to make a pizza for us?
Yes.
How long has Nick been here?
Around 40 years.
40?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's since the old school, since the place in Berwyn?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Because this has been here since 80?
87.
87, okay. I got to remember that, year after I graduated high school. Okay, so Nick, how do we start?
This is the dough.
Right, so Connie described this, it's like a bus tub full of dough.
Yep.
And he's going to take off, he's not weighing it at all, he's just taking off a piece and he's just eyeballing it?
Yeah, so Nick has been with us for a very long time and has got this down pat.
That's unbelievable. I mean, he just literally cut off a hunk, formed it with his hands, didn't really even do a stretch or a fold, put it in some flour, and now he's going through the dough sheeter. 1, 2, 3, 4 times maybe.
Yeah, we'll flour it out till whatever size we need it to be.
How long have you had this sheeter?
Oh, I'd say a good 20 years.
Amazing. Do they ever break down? Do you need to fix them ever?
Very rarely.
Nick has got a top of a pot that he put on top of the dough, and he cut around it, but he left a border of at least an inch or so extra beyond the lid. That's a very scientific method.
Yep.
Okay, and then on to his wooden peel.
Yep. So this is a thin crust pizza. If it's thick crust, Then he would pinch the sides to create a crust.
Okay, but this is just going to be his tavern thin.
Yep.
By the way, do you call it a Chicago thin or tavern style or a bar pie or what do you call it? Or just thin?
Just thin crust.
Just thin crust.
Thin crust.
I love it. Okay, because there's a Facebook group now called Chicago Thin Pizza,
yeah.
And you can't call it tavern style. They hate tavern style.
Okay.
So that's their thing. Okay, so now the thin dough is on the wooden peel, and now we're going to top it.
Yep.
And there is I'm going to get a picture of this. There is a mound of sausage next to the sauce that, no joke, has got to be like 10 pounds of just raw bulk sausage. But Nick's going to start with a giant ladle full of tomato sauce. Can you talk about where your sauce is from, where you get it from?
It's Stanislaus.
Stanislaus, okay.
Full red.
Full red.
Yep.
Okay, yep.
We season it with our special seasoning.
It's like there's a little bit of chili flake in there. Is that possible?
Cheese.
Cheese.
Yep.
Okay, in the sauce.
Yep.
Wow, okay. So Nick did one ladle full, and then what?
Yeah, there's sugar, there's salt, there's basil.
Okay, talk about the sugar for a second, because on the south side, like Palermo's 95th, Arenello's is the biggest offender. They put a lot of sugar in theirs. It is a sweeter sauce on the south side, but you guys are considered west side in your origins. Do you have what you call a sweet sauce or no?
I wouldn't say it's too sweet. I think it gives it a nice balance, though.
Because if you put too much sugar, it's going to burn. It's going to right in the oven.
Right with the temperature.
But again, he left about an inch naked at the end.
Yep.
I always thought sauce and cheese all the way edge to edge with tavern style. No, okay.
Nope. And then we're going to take our bulk sausage and do a pinch and press.
Pinch and press the sausage, yep. And Nick has he's so smooth at this. The way he does it, he's wearing the gloves, but he's pinching it and pressing it onto the pie. The way he's pressing it, though, it gives it all these different nooks and crannies and edges. What is that, about a half a pound more of sausage on there, Nick?
Yeah, about a half pound.
Okay, now here comes the jardinera. This looks like the Marconi brand, possibly.
It's from Greco.
Oh, it's from Greco. And so Nick is just kind of placing it. It's carrots, it's sport peppers, and it's celery and cauliflower.
Gotta put the cheese on there?
Cheese. Oh, right, cheese. What kind of cheese are you using here?
Galbani cheese, brick cheese, and shredded ourselves.
It's an interesting shred. It's almost like a bucatini, like you pushed it through...
like a meat grinder.
Yeah, exactly, like I'm out of a meat grinder. So the galbani, is it a whole milk matz?
Yep.
Okay. Now, again, interesting technique here. So initially put the sauce down, and he left a border of raw dough around that. Now he's put the cheese on top of the jardinera and sausage, but he's left a border of about an inch or so of uncovered sauce. Why?
This melts, so they're going to be all the way done.
Because it's going to melt out. Got it. Okay.
A little bit of oregano.
And then a little oregano, dried oregano. Yep. Do you ever do pecorino romano before or after bake?
Nope.
This is a beautiful old Cutler oven. It's like, what do you call this? Like a conveyor? Not a conveyor oven.
It's like a rotating gas oven.
When I've seen old Folds ovens, they're sort of built the same way. It's like a Ferris wheel inside.
Yep.
Okay. So onto the deck. It's a steel deck.
Yep.
For how long? At what temperature?
So about 25 minutes, and temperature is 500 degrees.
25 minutes, that's long for a thin pizza, isn't it? Wow. What?
It's more better when you cook it slow.
It's better when you cook it slower. Okay. All right. And is that something you guys have workshopped over the years, or was it the same, you think the same method like in the 60s and 70s?
Same method.
All right. Well, we're going to wait a little bit for this pizza to be done. We're going to take a quick short break here, musical interlude. When we come back, we're going to have some tavern style pizza. Minutes have elapsed. The rotating deck has now stopped in the middle. And what were you pointing out, Connie?
You were commenting on how Nick stopped and left an edge for both the sauce and the cheese. And as it cooks, the cheese spreads.
It does spread. Yep. It's almost. But there's still this little, a half an inch of bare crust on the outer edge.
Yep.
The metal peel going right onto a metal pan. And I'm guessing there's going to be a large cutter. Just a regular pizza cutter here.
Yeah.
Not the big, giant Game of Thrones Mezzaluna. Okay. Has that always been like that?
Yep. They prefer these.
Kind of scores it first. Yep. He scores it a little bit, and then he cuts down. Turning it 90 degrees. Back out here at the bar now. We're going to just have a little taste. All that beautiful sausage fat has rendered into the pie in a lovely way, which makes Chicago pizza so superior in so many ways because of all that fat rendering into the pizza. Okay, hang on. I got to give the owner a little bit of a hard time here. Just saw Connie using a knife and fork. Can I even tell people what?
It's hot.
Oh, it's too hot. Okay. But if it wasn't too hot, you'd pick up with your hands.
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure there.
And then the jardiniere gives it an extra punch.
Give it a little punch, it does. Sausage is fantastic. Is that also a Greco product, probably?
It's a local butcher, and they season it per our guidelines.
Really nice sausage. Oh, that is such a hallmark of a Chicago pizza, the raw bulk sausage. Okay, in terms of ratio, this is kind of what you're looking for here. You want that outer edge untouched. You want a little bit of sauce kind of creeping out, and then a nice pile of cheese in the middle that's been spread out, kind of buried underneath is the sausage and the jardiniera.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And this pizza, if someone went to Salerno's in the 60s and came here today, would it look the same?
Yes, but I think it would be a traditional crust instead.
Traditional meaning thicker?
A little bit thicker, yep.
So when did they go kind of more all in on this, the Chicago thin pizza?
I would say within the last 15 years when like people were more conscious about carbs.
I mean, would a traditional be that thick versus this?
No, but you can definitely tell a difference.
The sauce is not too sweet for me at all. I think the sausage really gives this pizza its flavor. And I like being able to go every now and then to the outside and have a little bit of crispiness. Not every bite has that, but you can go back and forth kind of in between the middle and the outside, which is nice. Okay, Connie, last question. We ask all of our guests the same question. Knowing what you know now about pizza making, and this is kind of not really applicable to you because you grew up in this business. What we typically ask people, knowing what you know now about pizza making, what would you have told your younger self before you got into this business? But you've always been in this business. So is there anything you've learned in the last, I don't know, 10, 15 years that make you more successful in terms of a pizzeria owner, operator?
I think consistency, quality products, and just staying on top of things.
You can't take 10 weeks off for vacation. You got to be here and keep an eye on the store?
Yeah, sure do. Not only for your employees, but your vendors as well, and just making sure that you get quality products.
Restaurant, again, is called Salerno's. As she said, there's Lyons, Bolingbrook, no more Berwyn, but here on Grand Avenue.
Yep.
And we're on Grand Avenue. Come to this neighborhood. It's my neighborhood, actually, but come to this neighborhood and check out all the little cool Italian businesses here. It really is a slice of Chicago's history. Connie Zotta, thank you so much. What a pleasure. It's been an honor to be here with you for this show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, coming up in 2 weeks, we're at the 40th International Pizza Expo in Las Vegas, talking to some folks who attend and trying to figure out what they hope to get out of it when so much business is conducted online these days. That's in 2 weeks on March 29th. Remember to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. Tell a friend and rate us, please. Also, reminder to support the show at anchor.fm/pizzacity. We're at Pizza City USA on Instagram, and our website is pizzacityusa.com. Bureaucratic wrote and performed our theme song, and here's wishing you an optimal bite ratio always.